Autumn, Chapter 8. Does she still love me? Thursday, October the 1st. I've got more spots on my chin. I didn't want Pandora to see me. She said, "Spots cannot change my love for you." But she kissed me goodbye more quickly than normal. I'm sure that she doesn't love me as much as before. Sunday, October the 4th. Pandora and I are going to do a mountain survival weekend in 2 weeks. If we survive, it will make our love strong again, I hope. Monday, October the 5th. Social services took Bert to the old people's home. Pandora and I went to visit him, but it wasn't a nice visit. He's in a bedroom with an old man called Thomas Bell. There's something strange about the home. We couldn't think of anything to talk about for the first time ever. There's a TV room, but nobody watches the TV or talks. Friday, October the 9th. Bert is coming to our house on Sunday for lunch. The phone bill came. It is £200.19. That's a lot of money. I've put it under my bed, and I hope Dad doesn't find it. Saturday, October the 10th. I'm worried about Dad. He stays in bed until 12, and then he watches TV all afternoon. He isn't trying to find another job, and he looks terrible. Pandora's phone bill came, and it's big too, because she rang me a lot in Scotland. Her father is really angry. Sunday, October the 11th. I got up early this morning to cook a chicken. If Pandora thinks I can cook, she'll like me more. But it didn't go well. I cooked it too long, and I had to remove all the black bits. We drove to get Bert from the home. When it was time to go home, he started crying. He said, "Don't make me go there again," and other sad things. But we can't look after him well enough, and he needs nurses. Wednesday, October the 14th. I visit Bert in the home every afternoon. The old women are happy to see me. One of them is making me a hat for my survival weekend. She's called Queenie, and Bert really likes her. Thursday, October the 15th. 6 of us are going on the survival weekend. We've got to carry everything with us. I bought a lot of food, and my bag is too heavy to carry. I'm not sure that I will survive this weekend. Sunday, October the 18th. 8 p.m. It's wonderful to be at home and in a normal house again. It rained this morning on the survival weekend, and we had to find a way to stay dry. Pandora had a shopping bag, but it was only big enough for one person to sit under. I had to go to the toilet in the trees, and I couldn't brush my teeth, and my walking boots hurt my feet. We survived, but it was very difficult. My eggs broke, my bread got wet, and I couldn't open the soup. We had to eat cheese to survive. Then we got lost, and the mountain police found us 7 miles away from our bus. I will now sleep in a bed for the first time in 2 days. Does Pandora love me more now that we have survived together? I'm not sure. Monday, October the 19th. My feet still hurt, and I walked very slowly to school. I was 15 minutes late. It's not good for the late prefect to be late. Friday, October the 23rd. A letter came from the hospital. They're going to remove my tonsils next Tuesday. What if I die in the operation? I rang my mother to tell her about my operation. She didn't answer the phone. I'm sure that she's out having fun with horrible Mr. Lucas. Grandmother rang to tell me, "A friend of a friend of my cousin died because of a tonsil operation. But don't worry, Adrian. I'm sure that everything will be okay for you." Thanks a lot, Grandmother. Monday, October the 26th. 11 a.m. I went to see Bert to say goodbye. Maybe it was the last time I'll see him. I said goodbye to Pandora too, and she cried. 6 p.m. I'm in my hospital bed and my father has just left. I have eaten and drunk water for the last time because the operation is tomorrow morning. I'm afraid. 10 p.m. I'm really hungry and thirsty. Tuesday, October the 27th, 4 a.m. Please give me water. 6 a.m. The nurse woke me up, but the operation is not until 10 a.m. 7:30 a.m. I'm ready for the operation. I'm wearing a strange dress thing, but I'm still waiting. 8 a.m. My mouth is dry. I'll die if I don't get any water. I feel very strange. 8:30 a.m. My mother is here. 9:15 a.m. Oh no, the nurse is coming to take me to the operation. Midnight. I have no tonsils. My throat hurts a lot. Wednesday, October the 28th. It hurts too much to speak. I think that I'm going to die. Friday, October the 30th. I'm in my bed at home and Pandora is here. I can only talk to her with my eyes, but I think that she understands. I was able to drink a little of my grandmother's soup today, but it still hurts too much to talk. When, oh when, will this end? Another phone bill came this morning. It was red because we haven't paid it. I put it under the bed with the other one. Friday, November the 27th. My mother rang and wanted to speak to Dad, but he was out. A postcard came from the telephone company. If we don't pay the bill this morning, we won't be able to use the phone. 5:31 p.m. The phone doesn't work. Dad is going to kill me.